Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Robin, mm-hmm. Super Bowl Sunday mm-hmm. coming up this Sunday. Mm-hmm. I want to know, Robin, are you most interested in the game, the ads, the halftime show, or what Taylor Swift will be wearing should she make it in time for the game?
Red sweater. And I won't go anywhere near the betting line as to whether or not he'll get down on one knee and propose. But no, I'm not really paying any attention to any of that.
All right. Well, here in the Bay Area, we are, because no matter what you sure. might be drawn to watch Sunday, the matchup of the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, well, that's the game. But you might be looking for some new recipes for game day. And here to help us, as always, is our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you.
And Kathy, I love your nods to the home state. So what else are you thinking, first of all, when you came up with these ideas?
Well, I'm really focusing on, I mean, here's the thing about the Super Bowl is, because the ads are so good, nobody wants to leave the TV for several hours. Mm-hmm. So what you eat has to be done ahead of time. It has to be served at room temperature. You don't want to be like hopping up and down and missing all those great close-ups of Taylor Swift looking lovingly.
In a red sweater.
Field, in her red sweater. Okay, so let's do the first nod to dear old California and to the 49ers. This is a classic. It's a California artichoke dip. You do not need to use fresh artichokes for this, though they are in season in the Bay Area. You use really good quality jarred or canned marinated artichokes. This is like a dairy fest. You mix it, you saute it with a little bit of white wine and garlic and olive oil. Yum. And then you whirl up some cream cheese, parmesan, sour cream, lemon juice, and Tabasco. And then you stir in these beautiful marinated artichokes, and then you put them into a little casserole, and you top them with frizzled or very well sauteed shallots, which are a beautiful mild onion, little bit of chili flakes, and you serve it at room temperature or hot. And another nod to California, serve it with sourdough bread or vegetables, since everybody in California is so health conscious. So it's a very unhealthy dip with some good, yes, of course.
And you know, the biggest nod to California, of course, is the sriracha in there. Go heavy on the sriracha for me. But you also have a recipe for Kansas City style ribs. Sounds good, but I want to warn people, sit down, don't get upset, because Kathy uses the oven.
I use the oven because it's the dead of winter in many places. And, you know, before people start screaming, the important word in this recipe is Kansas City style. So what I do is I make a quick spice rub. I combine brown sugar, smoked paprika. That's going to give it a smokiness because it's not on the grill. Of course, you can do this on the grill. It's got garlic, onion powder, cumin. It's fabulous. You spread it on a rack of St. Louis style ribs, marinated overnight or at least an hour, and then you bake the ribs at a low, slow temperature, 300 degrees, several hours. Do this in the morning before the game. A really quick barbecue sauce, also a nod to Kansas City. It uses molasses, cider vinegar, chili flakes. So good. I was amazed at how well these turned out in a regular old kitchen oven.
If she does say so herself.
She does.
Right. Well, finally, you have a recipe. There were a lot of questions about this in our morning meeting. It's a polenta pizza. You might have to explain polenta to some people. Everybody knows pizza, but people who know both didn't understand how they get combined.
Okay, this is not that complicated. Polenta is coarse cornmeal. It comes from northern Italy. You usually have it as the base of a big stew or something. I thought, why not make polenta ahead of time, spread it onto a cookie sheet, let it chill, and then bake it. And then think of the polenta as the pizza dough, and then any topping you want. I use sautéed spinach, sweet red pepper, some salami or sopressata, fresh basil. You could use any vegetables you want, anything you have around. And then you bake it in the oven, and you serve it at room temperature. And let me say that each of these little polenta squares are so beautiful. Look at the website. Look at the picture. Okay. But I also want to say the next morning, there were a few left. leftover. I fried an egg and popped it on top of this polenta pizza. Really good. Really good for the day after.
I want to go to your house.
You're a gastro artist, Kathy. So leave us with a quick last suggestion if you're having a Super Bowl party.
Well, there's the guacamole, there's the spiced nuts, deviled eggs, quesadilla, cocktails, mocktails, beer. Also, soup is a good idea. We're going to be talking about that in a few weeks because it's all made ahead of time. Don't give yourself something to serve where you have to go run into the kitchen every 5 minutes because you'll miss all those great close-ups.
Oh, I just want to say, just real quick, I am at the website, that polenta pizza, gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Isn't that pretty?
It's a hit.
Very simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. We've been getting Super Bowl recipes from Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you as always.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the game.